When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Hello, welcome to the show. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Here I am. It's Wednesday in LA. I'm joined by Noah and Anya. What's up, girlies?
How are you? International Women's Day.
I hate this day. Can I just say, I think it's just posturing. Matt's post was nice, but I don't want to be included in any other Women's Day posts.
Is it like a day?
Are there
holiday?
Men's days? It just feels like we have to give them one because they're lesser.
It's a Russian holiday. It's
what?
A big deal in Russia. It's a Russian holiday.
Oh, yeah,
holiday.
That's I knew that. Gleb told me that back in the Dance with the Stars days. Yeah. He's like, it's not even an option. He gave his like ex-wife flowers. He had to buy her his like fill a room with flowers because it's like she's the mother of their child. Like there's no, or maybe it wasn't that. He was just talking about something like, he's like, oh, he had to like fly home early. Maybe it was his wife at the time, but he like had to fly home early to observe it in order to like make sure his marriage would be okay. His Russian marriage, because it's like a day you cannot, it's Valentine's Day times 1,000.
Well, I think it's cool because it has to do with women gaining the right to vote in Russia in 1917. So
we don't know
it's
that.
Not just like
okay,
a
so
frivolous
if we
thing.
Knew that, I guess yeah. That's really what year did they gain the right to vote?
1917.
Wait, what?
We were 1920. They were 1917.
Wow, they were ahead of us. Sorry to make a joke that Russia was behind us. 1917. Well, do you know this because you're Russian, or do you like know it from?
I just looked it up today because I was wishing my mom and all my Russian relatives happy International Women's Day.
Do you know that it's that you can't skip it as a Russian?
Only
is it
in the
very
last
important?
Few like, years, my mom has suddenly become very attached to Russian holidays. I think as she gets older, she's like the other day, she's like happy. I'm sorry to any Russians listening, but she was like, happy Molsnitsa or something. I'm like, what? And then I look it up. I'm like, this is like a religious thing. You're not even religious. What are you talking about? And she's like, well, like I wasn't allowed to celebrate. I'm like, you're just watching Putin on TV and like getting really nationalist right now.
Right.
In your 80s.
If you're Russian, happy International Women's Day. If you're American, you're using it as an excuse to like post women you want to bang or whatever. Not, but like,
Matt.
I know what Matt did. Matt did it because Matt does not want to have. Matt does not want to celebrate his own birthday, and so he's got to deflect. He doesn't want. He's too much love for him, so he's got to give it back out. I know what Matt's doing. I appreciate what Matt's doing. I've so like that was so sweet. I like almost thought about crying about his post. I like was almost like, should I let this in? No, can't. Got a podcast to do. Got to wake up. But it was so nice.
I love how much you both know each other so well on tour. I'm often like, wow, like Matt really gets Nikki in a way sometimes. Like he knows things about you that I don't, and you know things about him that I don't. Not that you have confided them in each other. You could just intuitively get each other in a cool way that I'm always like, I love that.
We're both like depressed, really anxious, feely, emotional, moody.
I don't know that, mercurial? But like he understands your darkness and like certain things about like your relationship with your family that I sometimes am like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. He's like, yeah, don't forget like XYZ about her. I'm like, right. Oh yeah, you're right. Uh-huh. And you'll be the same about him.
But do you think I'm right about he can't take all the attention on him? And so he really embraced this holiday. He would have picked, I mean, if it was like a National Waffle Day, he would have been posting about waffles.
Also his, just deflect. Like the last few videos he's done have all starred women. And I do like my friend Scott
Coffey. No, he's a
Coffey,
total feminist.
Director.
And like,
yeah, he loves women.
He loves women for sure. He has a woman's soul. No offense. Like, And I like that I say no offense. I'm such a feminist. I'm like, well, that would be offensive. But to men, sometimes it could be offensive. I'm saying it as a compliment. Like he's, has depth, but he also is very masculine. And there are some times that I'm like, there is a definite cleave in between the way I would respond to this and the way he does, or like, you know, he doesn't want to hear about the Cheshire murders. Like that is like, that's very feminine to me of like, it's too sensitive for my woman ears. Like he like can't handle hearing about violence, which is a good trait. Like we shouldn't be hearing about violence all the time. That's a good trait, but that is so sweet and
yet
feminine.
He told me a story the other day.
He has a lot of rage inside him. Again, I think it's deflection of like, I can't hear about this because I'm thinking about it all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. One day he came home and he was like, oh, sorry.
Wait, we have to say what happened. I kind of Easter egged it, fashion egged it yesterday with, I was talking about, we had a lot of experience at Marriott's. We were at this Marriott in Charleston, South Carolina. We'll never be back. So just be on the lookout for the Marriott in Charleston, South Carolina. There, we check in that day and I just get a vibe about the guy at the front desk. I walk in and I can't put my finger on it, but I was greeted in a way that was like, I thought I was better than him or something. And so he kept projecting all of this like, I'll be done in a second. Oh, this torture will be over soon. Of him telling me the times for the breakfast or like where the pool is, the amenities there. But he didn't tell me any of that. He was just, you know, running my card and stuff. And he goes, and I remember as soon as I sensed it, because before he said anything, I sensed that he thought I hated him or something. And so I was being overly like, wake up, because I had just woken up from the car ride. I was kind of like, just walked in like a zombie. I wasn't being rude. I didn't just like, checking in, this is my name. Like I know that I wasn't unpleasant. Maybe I wasn't completely engaging. My thought is he knew who I was and he assumed, or I don't know what it was, why he hated me so much off the gate, but I felt this make massive resentment towards myself. And I remember scurrying away so quickly and just taking my key and being like, I didn't even ask him where the elevators are. Usually it's kind of confusing when you check into hotels. I found that it's never intuitive where the elevators are. They have to be like, it's around this pole. And then you take a left and then you go another right. And they say it so fast, like, cause it's like, it's so easy for them. So I just figured it out on my own. Cause this guy in this bow tie was so unpleasant and made so many little snide comments under his breath that were said to like, make me feel like, sorry, this is taking so long, but it wasn't. It was almost like, you're being rude, ma'am, and I'm going to acknowledge that you're so rude and so impatient with me, even though I wasn't being. I know what I'm impatient.
Were you asking like, oh, you know, could you help me out?
I didn't ask anything.
No? You weren't saying anything?
She walked in and she was wearing sunglasses. You were a little bit, like, you looked a little bit like somebody maybe famous, but you had sunglasses on and you were coming in like a little like, oh, like someone that just,
I was like, holding a pillow that had like spray tan all over it. Like, I'm like, I had sunglasses on. I had like my mask and my pillow, and I had big sunglasses. Maybe that looks like I think I'm special or important, or
I felt like they were looking down on all of us, like because we were maybe disheveled, or I don't know. Like, it felt very much like we were being judged,
because it was like a place. There was like fancy, a white people convention going on where they were whispering the N-word in seersucker suits, yeah, for sure. Like, you just looked out on this
so many bow
commons
ties,
and there was just a bunch of old rich white men who definitely were gonna drop some fucking N-bombs later that night in the comfort of one another. You could just tell that was the type of people these people were, just like kind of alcoholic, rich, think they're better than everyone else. And you're at a fucking Marriott, so maybe upgrade a little bit.
Calm down.
Like, it's not that nice. We're staying there because we have three rooms that we're getting. Otherwise, I would be staying somewhere nicer. This isn't even that nice of a place. Mr. Bowtie at the front desk, who thinks you're better than us.
But the bowtie guy wasn't one of these guests. He was an employee. So that, yes, like, I'm trying to
differentiate. And that's another thing of this bowtie motherfucker thought he was better than us because he worked there. I'm like, you work at a Marriott. No, no offense to anyone. That's a proud job, but like, don't act like you're like the governor, or that you're like, you are a judge. Like, he acted like he was a judge. Like, you know, judges have that like pomp,
judging
Southern
who
judge
he's letting in.
Yes. So then, the night before I had been at a Marriott, and or maybe you know last weekend or something, and I couldn't find the hair dryer in the hotel room, which is another kind of like scavenger hunt. Every time you go to a hotel room, it's like where they're putting the hair dryer. If you're a man, you don't know this struggle, but it's sometimes in a drawer in the bathroom. It's sometimes hanging in the bathroom. It's sometimes hanging behind the door. It's sometimes in the closet in a drawer. Like, so I looked in every place that it usually is, couldn't find it. So I call down to the front desk and I literally say, and the front desk is not the front desk, which is what I come to find out. It's some dispatch center that has all the information about the hotel, and then they direct you. So I said to the woman that answers, who's probably in India, let's be honest, but she had a good fake accent. I said, hi, do you know where the hair dryers are in the room? That was my question. Not, I didn't get a hair dryer because I made the mistake last time. I was like, they forgot to put one in. And they're like, it's in the drawer in the closet. I'm like, okay. Like, I was like, oh shit, I didn't check that. I'm sorry. Thank you. So I made that mistake before. This time I phrased it, do you know where the hair dryers are located in the room? And she goes, oh, they didn't put one in there. Okay. She was like, she goes, they did it. They didn't put one in there either. Like, she almost just got a call about like, there's not one in there. So to me, I was like, it should be, it's probably in an obvious place. If I didn't see it, she's not going to think like, ma'am, you didn't check, blah, blah, blah. So I go, she goes, we'll send one right up. And I said, I actually have to leave in literally 3 minutes. I was just going to take it with me to this thing I'm going to and bring it back. Can I pick it up at the front desk? I'm headed down there now. Because I was on the 10th floor. The elevators took a really long time. I was like, this is easier. She was like, I don't know if it'll, I'll figure out how to do that. And then that's when I knew she's not on the ground floor. She is somewhere else. Like, this is going to be hard for her to communicate. But she was going to attempt it. So I go downstairs minutes later and I see fucking Bowtie across this kind of really big lobby. Nice lobby. Big like marble lobby. So he's like far away. He's probably like 30 feet away and I can see him. And if you work anywhere, I've worked in so many places. If a customer comes within your periphery, you know about it. Especially someone who's worked at a place this long, like this motherfucker, I'm guessing, has, because he's climbed the ranks. He's aware of his space. He ignored me like he was working the Delta desk. Like, you can only be that ignoring of a customer if you work in the airlines. Because I've seen it happen. You can be right in front of them and they won't look at you. They'll act like they have to finish typing their thing. And I respect it. That is just, their jobs are such fucking hell and they're treated so mistreated all the time that I kind of just know they'll get to me when they can, even though it does annoy me. This time, this guy is alone in a lobby. It's 6 o'clock. There's no one checking in. He might have work to do. I'm not disregarding that. He's casually typing. I walk all the way across. I know he can sense me at least, I'm guessing he sensed me right away as I reach the rotunda, like 30 feet away, if not more. And then I am walking towards him. He purposely doesn't look up. And I'm used to staying at hotels. They are so hospitable. They're always like, what do you need, ma'am? Like, if they're not busy, they look up. This guy was just typing to be typing. I could just tell. And he just, I knew he saw me. It's so ironic. I'm getting a call from my front desk of my building right now. They're like, we hear you talking about front desk people on your podcast. If you want to do that, please know that you must respect all of us. It is front desk, international front desk worker day. This is not the day to be doing this. Hold on. Can I just get this really quick?
Yes.
Go for it. Yeah. Hello? Oh, really? Oh, great. No. You're fine. Thank you so much. You know what? I am not in town, but I'll have my assistant come get it. All right, thanks. Happy International Women's Day. I'm just kidding. I was just joking about that, so it's on the podcast. Okay, bye, Nick. Thank you. Bye. Okay. Good old Nick. All right. So, speaking of a great guy, Nick at my building. What a mensch. I think I'm spoiled because my building is so hospitable. You know, they're so nice. And I've never lived in a building with, like, door guys and stuff like that. So I'm enchanted by all of it. Huh? Oh, I gotta have it a package.
Okay.
Which I'm confused because I usually get like a text alert. Like they deliver packages and they live in the package room. So I don't know. Maybe it's flowers or something. It could be that. International Women's Day. Gleb.
Oh my God.
He did it. You did it, Gleb.
Spasiba.
Spasiba.
Ujus.
Ujus. So I go down. And it takes me until I'm like in front of him and I go, excuse me. And then he looks up, right? He knows I'm there. And I am like already like, I hate this guy. I remember walking into the rotunda area, and I do like that word, so I'm going to say as much as possible. And I remember kind of going, oh God, it's this guy. Because I really just like, I couldn't put my finger on it, but he just made me feel terrible when I checked in. So I go, I'm supposed to pick up a hair dryer down here. And I know there's no hair dryer because if he had just gotten one knowing someone's going to pick it up, he would be like looking for me already.
Yeah.
Yes. So I already know what's happening. And he goes, it's behind your door. And
ooh,
I go,
salty.
Okay. I go, oh, in the, yeah. Oh, I didn't check there. And he goes, it's behind your door. And I go, okay, well, I guess I'll go back upstairs and get it. But I was going to have someone, never mind. And then he's just staring at me. And under my breath, as I turn away, I go, asshole. And he did not hear it. I wish I was the type of person that could say that kind of shit and have people hear it. Maybe he did. I'm saying there's maybe a 2% chance he heard, 20% chance I'll give it, that he heard it. But I just kind of go, asshole. But it was like music's playing. It was far enough away. I would have loved the story to be like he heard me say asshole, but it's not. He didn't. So I just go, I guess I'll go back up and get it. And then I start walking and I'm pissed. Like there is an attitude in my like, go back up and get it. Like, cause he's just so rude to me. And then as I'm walking, I go, Matt, I'm texting Matt who's there to pick me up. And I go, Matt's pulled up in front of the valet. And I say, hey, I'm going to be a couple minutes. I have to go up and get my hair dryer. The guy at the front desk is so, what did I say? I want to just say exactly what I said because it's so funny what happens. Hold on.
He was mean second. To me or something.
He said, I'm here in a shitty silver minivan to the right out the front door. I think I texted him. He said, no rush. I'm here to the right outside the front door. I said, sorry, there was no hair dryer in my room, so I have to have them find me one. He said, it's cool. Let me know if there's anything I can do. And then I wrote, I hate the guy at the front desk. I just called him an asshole. He said, what did he do? And I said, he wouldn't look at me when I talked. And upon checking in, he said a bunch of other rude shit. Don't worry about it. And then after I said, he said a bunch of rude shit. And then I'm in the elevator going up and I'm like, Matt's going to do something about this. And he's right there out front. Like I go, oh shit. And so then I wrote, don't worry about it. I said, I'm going to give him the old stink eye. Like I'm just, that's how I'll take care of it. Like, please don't. Funny. But there was a part of me that was like, there's no way he's going to do anything. So I come back downstairs after retrieving said hairdryer and Matt, I see Matt.
Wait, hold on. I just want to like, wait. Yeah. Pause. Cause I don't think we really mentioned that Matt is not only Anya's fiance and a friend of Nikki's. He's also Nikki's tour manager.
Tour manager.
And takes care of a lot of things for Nikki on tour besides just like the stuff at the venues.
Rolling heads. He brings me. Yeah.
He's a mobster.
Yes. be careful. You'll wake up with a hairdryer in your bed.
He's the cleaner.
Yeah. I walk out and I see him and I might have heard like, doop, wah, wah, wah. Like I almost was that. There was a tumbleweed that ran past my foot.
Of hair.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just the hairdryer coming loose and then a big bulb breaking out of it. I see him going, like, I just hear confrontation happening. And I'm like, oh, no. So it's Bowtie and Matt in a Mexican standoff. Sorry to the guy out there, the leaf blower. I mean, a human standoff. And the guy that's just doing the leaf blower is definitely Mexican. And I don't want to offend him, even though I think they like their standoffs. It's National Standoff Day in Mexico. Anyway, so they're both looking at each other. And I like, you know, when like there's confrontation or there's like kind of a conflict, I generally like black out. Like I can't really retain exactly what happened. But from hearing Matt's side of it later on, because I just go, got it. And he goes, what's the deal, man? Like I kind of heard just like, what do you, the guy was looking at him and apparently the guy was like, do I have to call security? And he goes, for what? Matt's like, for what? Looking at you? And he was like, you're looking really mean at me or something like that. But Matt came in and apparently while I was up in the room, he was like, why are you being an asshole to her? She has a show tonight. She's like, he played like, which is not going to work on this guy of like being like, she's got big shit. She's bigger than you, man. She's an important person or something like that, which would not have been my angle, would never have been my approach. I never, ever play. Even if I'm like famous or not famous, I would never play a card of like, I have a special, like when I hear white women go like, but I have a dinner to get to. Or like caroting out of like, but my son needs to be picked up from school. Like I need my Starbucks now. Like, or whatever. It's like, no one in any service industry gives a fuck about what you have going on outside that moment right then in that hotel. Like, it doesn't matter what you're in town for. Like, I understand it's like upstairs and you need something, but like people who argue, but I appreciate Matt taking up for me. But when I heard he said she has a show tonight, lay off, I'm like, no, because it sounds like I think I'm better. Or like, don't we all need to not be talked rude to? Like, why does she have a show mean more? Like,
because
I mean,
he's your tour manager.
Yeah.
And this is a creative performance. And he's he's concerned
very
about your
often,
performance.
Very often, by the way, we will get into town. You won't be there yet. And they'll say there's no early check-in. And Matt will say, you know, we don't care about our room, but she needs to take a rest. And then they will be like, oh, Nikki Clay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they make it happen, you know?
Yes.
Where you can get into your room. So in that case, everyone needs a hired asshole.
No, I totally agree. I don't like it when it's used I like it when it's used to get something like that they know is available. I don't like when it's used to already, like, we weren't going to resolve this issue there.
Yeah.
It was only thrown into the pot as an extra thing.
Oh, have a great show.
It's like, yes, it wasn't going to change anything. It wasn't going to make him go like, but I get why he did say it. And he's right. Like,
I think
he's right in the sense that we all have things we're going to that night. Don't ever be rude to anyone. There's always things on the line that you can ruin a whole evening. Like I could be getting married that night. I could be going, you know, I don't know. Who knows? It's just don't be rude. But it was, Matt and I got in the car. We were just, because then we, and I just go, got it to the hairdryer. And I go, thanks. Because I was kind of like, I have to be on Matt's side, even though I'm very scared right now. And I don't know whose side to be on. And I don't want to get kicked out of our rooms. But he's defending me and I loved it. But at the same time, I was just like, we need to flee. And then we got to the car, but we both felt like so alive because it was like, we just had witnessed a confrontation. We had just both taken part in one. The guy threatened to call security on Matt for looking at him weird. And we drove to the place and we were both like Bonnie and Clyde, just like, oh my God, like, is our stuff going to be like in the driveway when we get there? Like, they are going to kick us out. And I'm like, there's no way they go in our hotel room and like pack up my stuff. Like, my vibrator's like out on the bed. I was like, there's no way they're going to do that. That would be so humiliating. But this guy, Bowtie and Marriott, you fucking suck, dude. And your life is miserable. There's something going on in your life, man.
They were so mean to me,
man.
Too, when I he got was? There. Separately from you, another woman who I think runs, or actually your
Bowtie. We got to go to break, and we're going to hear about it. Okay. We have to go to break. I'm so sorry. This is taking way too long for me to tell. But we'll be right back after this and hear about Anya's rude encounter.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Hey, besties. I hope you're enjoying the show today. I definitely enjoyed recording it, even though it was a lot of emotions to work through. So thank you for listening to today's therapy session. Real quick, before we get back to the show, will you guys come see me this weekend if you live in New York State? I'm going to be all over the place. Three different cities to choose from. No excuse not to go if you are up in that area. I mean, I'm sure there's good excuses, but if you're free, I would love to see you and meet you. You can always stop by the merch booth and tell them you're a bestie and that you want to get a free meet and greet, and you know that I'll hook you up. So I'm going to be at the State Theater in Ithaca tomorrow night on Thursday, the 9th. That's tomorrow night, Ithaca, tomorrow night. And then Friday, I'm going to be in Rochester at the Kodak Theater. And then I'm going to be in Buffalo on Saturday at Asbury Hall. So if any of those places are familiar to you, or you live nearby them, or you have a friend that lives nearby, I would love for you to tell them to come see me. And I would love to meet you and see you. And I hope you can make it. Tons of other dates at NikkiGlaser.com to check out, including Europe. Tel Aviv, baby. That's the one I'm supposed to be pushing right now based on ticket sales. If you want to go over to Israel and see me, or if you're already there, come see me. Bye. All right, we're back. Anya, who was rude to you? How did it happen?
Well, my favorite part of Bowtie's encounter was Matt said that he walked in. He was like, "What happened? Did you upset her?" And the guy was like, it's fine. Like, she asked for a hair, it's fine. And Matt was like, don't upset her, you know, blah, blah. And then the guy goes, I want to talk to your manager. Sweet. And the guy goes, I am the manager. And Matt goes, you are not the person.
Yeah, he goes, I don't think you're the guy at the top. He said that to him. He's like, I doubt you're the guy at the top. At working 6 p.m. on a Friday night. Doubt it.
And he had no comeback.
The guy, and then the guy was just staring. They were just staring at each other. It was so tense. I've never been, not going to say never, but it is rare. I don't think I've ever, I think as I'm almost, after 2020 and ever 2019, 2020 of all the Karen stuff, I think there's this whole thing of like, I never want to be in a situation as a white woman or any, I never really like confrontation, but I definitely think it's a bad look to ever get into anything with someone who works somewhere, even though it's not like I'm, you know, it's sometimes they deserve it, but I tend to think their lives are so shitty that I usually feel really bad whenever I do confront people that are working these jobs, because this guy did not want to be working the front desk at a Marriott. He was miserable with his life. And I that was the takeaway, was like, thank God our lives aren't what he has, because there was no reason for him to be so rude. He must have been going through something horrible. Who knows what's going on in that guy's life? I honestly feel bad for him because he was such a pill. But what was the woman was rude to you about something, about the car?
Right when we walked in, this woman, just same attitude of like, what? Like when you walk up to the front desk, not, hi, how are you? Just like, yeah, what? And just annoyed with everything, like credit card, nope, not that, nope, nope. And then what's your car?
We don't take debit cards, ma'am, or whatever, like that kind of shit.
Yeah, and like fake nice. You have to register your rental car. I'm like, oh, register. She's like, what's a license plate? I'm like, I don't know.
Why would I ever know the license plate to my goddamn rental car?
And then I go, oh, it's on the keychain. And I go, yes. I'll get it off the keychain. And then Matt walks in. She goes, it's very often not the number on the keychain. I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
And then she
goes, take whatever number it is, bitch.
I know. And then the other woman at the desk was so nice. And I was like, do we really need? It was taking 20 minutes to get this. Yeah. Normally Marriott's are so nice. The one in Charleston, I don't know what's going on, but the one woman seemed like she was a hostage there, because I go, this woman to the right says that we might get a ticket if we just leave it here for an hour and we have to register it. Is that true? And she's like, you're fine, don't worry about it. And I'm like, why are you whispering? Like, say it out loud.
Yeah, she's like,
are we going to get a ticket or not? We cannot afford to get a ticket. So what's happening? She's like, I'm sure you'll be fine. I'm like, I want a guarantee.
Why? Obviously, everyone there, you know, you hear about these places. My friends have worked at places like this where everyone hates everyone. And the boss at the top, the guy at the top is a dick. So it all trickles down. Everyone's fucking miserable. Shout out to everyone working at Marriott. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sure this podcast is going to get passed around with internally. And hopefully it avoids Bowtie, because no one even likes him. He doesn't even really have any friends there. So I'm sure this is going to start with like someone, the valet. They seem like they listen to podcasts. And it's going to get passed to like kitchen. Everyone knows Bowtie. You know he's a dick. I'm sorry you have to work with him. Happy International Women's Day. What?
He also said to Matt, have a great night. Like, it was insane. Like, really sarcastically, have a great night.
You know what,
like,
I do appreciate at a Bowtie? Let me give Bowtie a little credit. He didn't fall into the rule of a customer's always right, which I do disagree with. I think the customer is mostly wrong. And I always do want people to stand up for themselves, that workers, and not fear losing their job because they have a shitty customer. So if he did think we were shitty customers and he thought that he was being disrespected, I will give him a little credit for like not just falling into this like American like bullshit of like, you know, you go to France and they're like annoyed anytime you walk into a shop or like a restaurant, like you are a burden on their, like, I kind of like that style of like, we should be grateful they're providing the service instead of like, yes, ma'am, all the time. So I'll give them a little credit, but you got a chip on your shoulder, and I hope you go to therapy or something. I hope, and I hope that your Marriott, benefits, your health benefits cover that therapy. And
take a vacation
that your mom, if she just died or something, someone just died in his life, like, I hope he's healing from that. You're probably a good guy deep down. You probably got bullied in high school because you you just look like someone who gets bullied a lot. That's me making a dig, but yeah, I feel sad for you and sorry that we contributed to anyone who works there and like had to face his wrath because he was so triggered by our experience. I'm sorry you had to like get punished by him and he made you work overtime or like not take your break or whatever, because that's probably what happened. Speaking of spending,
I feel like a lot of people,
yeah,
don't know what being passive aggressive is. And I was in my late 20s before I realized, oh, I'm saying a lot of shit I don't mean, thinking people are going to read my mind. Like, I thought I was the kindest person. And then I got accused of being passive aggressive. And I was like, oh, I communicate in a really fucked up way. And so this guy has never realized that saying something like, don't worry, wow, you'll be done with this torture soon,
oh,
is
wow,
passive aggressive. And he's not getting his real point across. He's not in touch, God, with his real feelings.
You just totally hit the nail on the head. I have a friend of mine recently just learned that one of her traits is, she's like, I hate passive aggressive people. I think I told you about this. She's like, I hate passive aggressive people. It's my least favorite quality in people. And I just read an article that said something about different forms of passive aggression. And mm-hmm, one of the things I do in life more than anything was on that list of like, when someone it's upsets shocking me, I just shut down and like kind of ignore them and do one word answer, like that kind of stuff. She was like, I just learned that I'm so embarrassed that like the thing I hate the most I am doing all the time. And she like had this big epiphany. So I think that some people really don't realize, I think I've always been aware of my passive aggression, but I guess sometimes I know that I'm doing it, but I don't realize that other people pick up on it, that people, because I usually am doing it so under the radar because, you know, I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of like smarter in that way in most people. I'm not trying to be like, I'm just more shrewd when it comes to, yeah, like, and the only times that it comes out, I immediately get really red. Like if I get passive aggressive and then I can sense that the person senses it, I feel flushed and I feel really embarrassed because it is such a lame way of communicating.
I do it all the time still. Like, and if you don't know what it is and you're listening, if you say, I'm kidding a lot, you're passive aggressive. Like if you're constantly kidding, like, hey, slut, I'm kidding. And people aren't laughing at your jokes, you're aggressive.
Yes.
Who?
When you said I do it a lot and I go, oh, I know, that was passive aggressive. Oh. I just did it as you were saying it.
I just was fighting with Matt and I go, glad you can sleep. That was like my text to him. Oof. I'm not, yes, glad he can sleep. I'm being facetious or sarcastic, whichever.
Are you having trouble sleeping still, even last night?
No, we're fine. But we were in a fight the other night, I was like, glad you can sleep. And I'm like, this isn't, yes, my best self.
Yes, I've said that before, of like, have fun, like have a good, yeah, like that have a good night stuff, or like,
yeah,
no, it's like, I'm sure you'll have a great time. I did it the other day to Chris. I said something like, oh, well, I guess I'll just watch I'll watch Last of Us alone then, because he had like something, yeah, to like that kind of stuff, yeah, of like
martyry.
What the fuck, am I a child? Like, why can't I just communicate why is it so hard to just be like, I'm sad that you're going to this thing and we can't watch Last of Us together. Like, isn't that going to get me so many more things than just being a fucking cunt? But you know, it's funnier to be passive aggressive. It's so, because sometimes it's really, you have a good line and you're like, ooh, that was good.
To
you know?
Yourself. They're not
like, yeah, like sometimes.
The other person.
Yeah, yeah, and it's, you're right, and it hurts the other person. It's fun to, it's fun for a second and then immediately feels so, so shitty. There is a moment of triumph, though, when I have a really good line coming out of something. Okay, I want to talk about last night I went to the Ted Lasso premiere.
Yes.
Which was amazing. I saw the first two episodes of the new Ted Lasso. The only thing I'm so disappointed in is that I thought that the woman who owns UFC Richmond, the older woman,
mm-hmm,
I got... There's a whole side story, but okay, the older woman, Rebecca.
Yeah.
You would say she's an older woman, right? Like, if you were talking, if you were trying to characterize that show and talk about her without knowing her name, you'd be like, the older woman who owns mm-hmm. the team, right? Like, she's an older woman.
Yeah, I would say late 40s.
No way. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I would say she looks like she's in her late 40s, but she's probably in her 50s. She's someone who looks good for her age. But I could be so wrong.
I don't think she's had a ton of work done. One of the most stunning people.
Just watching her on the big screen, I was just like, her skin, like her makeup, everything, her style, she's impeccable. I'm sad to learn that she's no longer fucking that guy from the team. I guess their relationship wrapped up last season. I don't remember that. I thought it was still going. And I'm waiting the whole time, like, when she gonna fuck that young guy? Like, I was like, yes, let's get back into that. That was a fun, because you never see older women with younger men. It's always the other way around. I was really just happy to have them embrace it and not make it, not fetishize it. Because let's say, like, in Succession, there is a thing going on with an older woman and a younger guy, but it's like, mommy, mommy, and like, you're a naughty little boy. And it's like, totally fetishized. And this just seemed to be like, oh, they love each other. But so during, I watched the whole first episode and they show two episodes. And then I turned to the guy next to me, who is one of my, Jamie Lee, who's what I went with. She's one of the producers on the show and writers. She invited all her friends to like fill this row. And so I was sitting next to one of her friends, this guy Heath, and he's a director at Always Sunny. And I was like, I go, wait a second. Isn't the older woman? When are we going to see the older woman fuck one of those, that young guy again? Like, when's that happening? And he goes, the old woman at the bar. Thinking it was that, you know, when they have the bar scenes where there's like a really, really old woman who's like, oh, Sonny's, here's your soup in a bread bowl and like, here's your ale. And she's kind of like saucy. He thought that old woman was banging one of those young guys that like comes and he goes, wait, that's a plot line. So it was really funny. But I was so sad to see that that wasn't still going. Do you remember them like deciding not to be together or something?
Yeah, I think they had a very quick breakup.
No,
at the very
end. I wanted it back. I was like, it was halfway through the second episode where I go, why aren't they addressing this again? But it's so good.
You were doing
your
New York Times spelling bee at that time.
yeah, maybe. No, I was glued to the TV whenever she was banging that young guy. Like, I was like, this is,
I think they broke
this
up in
is International
kitchen.
Women's Day. This is the type of shit we should celebrate. Like, I wrote Bill Lawrence, the creator of the show. I'm like, thank you for like modeling that it can go the other way for once, and it's not like totally insane. And like, whenever there's an older woman and a young man, it becomes like that's the storyline, that she's old and he's young and it can't be. Whereas like, if it's an older man and a young woman, it's just like, that's just, maybe they'll make a couple jokes about it, but it's like, oh, your wife needs to be, her bedtime stories, or like, did you get her a Happy Meal? But it's kind of, it's not like taboo. Whereas this was treated like it wasn't taboo. It was nice. Anyway, let's take a quick break. I'll come back with more, because you know I will. I always have more.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right.
Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, and we're back. So let's get back into it. Went to the premiere. Let me just say, so I know this is, get ready for unrelatable, Nikki. When you go to these things and there's a red carpet and you are going to walk it, you know that you're going to get a bunch of pictures taken of you and you're going to know it's going to be like a big deal, big night. I went to the second season premiere and it was a lot smaller than this one. So I was projecting it to be a little bit like less of a thing, but that was during COVID. I kind of forgot the circumstance. It was such a big thing. It was such a big premiere. It was like hundreds of fans on the street, like screaming, so excited, holding soccer balls, like holding those like fucking scarf things that everyone wears, that fans of football. And, I'm walking through Westwood, like trying to get to the theater, to like the red carpet entrance. I look like shit because I styled myself, which was a mistake. I based a whole outfit around some Cynthia Rally pants and a Cynthia Rally top, but I didn't get a spray tan. So I was like, I need a blazer. So I bought a blazer on the Real Real that Sarah Lena helped me pick out. Then I got shoes that Sarah Lena helped me pick out, but they were like velvet. The pants were like a scuba material. The shirt was like a sparkly thing. The blazer was like gold. The outfit wasn't the worst thing, the worst decision I made. Let me just, okay, if I get styled for something, it's $2,500. Before tailoring, okay? I don't get to keep any of the things. Oh. Maybe I get to keep the thong, okay?
Oh, my okay? God.
That's how much it is.
Oh, my God.
Every time. And it involves a fitting. So it involves like a 2 hour plus, if you add the commute, of a fitting. And this is all great. I mean, that's why I look stunning in all the photos I've ever been on a red carpet or any show that I've ever done. Usually, if I were a writer on Ted Lasso or if I were on Ted Lasso, the studio would pay for all of this stuff. They would pay for my glam. They would pay for my... So it wouldn't matter. And that's why, you know, celebrities always look amazing, is because they're not really out of pocket for this stuff. The studio is. And there are some times where I just pay that fee because it's important enough and I just need to look great and I can't risk it on my own. Then let's add hair and makeup. So hair, $500. All right. Flat fee, like that's $500. God. Makeup, $750, because I have to go through her agency.
Oh my God.
So all in all, if I want to look my very best, I am talking... over 300 and I think $3,500 at least. Okay. So almost $4,000 for one look, one night. And I mean, I will look the best that I can possibly look. I mean, this is like the best it could be. There really is no other option. There's no stylist that's cheaper than this. I mean, there are, but you kind of can't take a risk with it. I don't know stylists that are cheaper than this. I've like always used the, I wouldn't even want to use them because I would feel like it would be betraying the girls that I do use. They're, I don't know what to do about it. I asked friends for advice. So the styling portion, I give myself like a C on, which is like, as good as I can get on my own. Like I did, which is an A for me, right? I'm fine with the style part. I can take a hit there. Like I didn't know what I was doing. I like don't have that good of jewelry. Like styling covers, you know, they borrow jewelry from places. So you're wearing thousands of dollars of jewelry and thousands of dollars of clothes. So and it's all tailored to fit you. They bring in a tailor. And then hair and makeup, there's really not another option for those either to go like half the price. There's no, why isn't there a place to go get your makeup done?
How could you tell it wasn't up to par? What's
because I got the pictures and I cannot die until I get new pictures. Because if I die, the pictures that the Daily Mail will run are the most recent of me on the red carpet. And this is my Lisa Marie moment. Like, no matter what happens to me in my, if I die tragically, you will look at these pictures and go, we should have seen it. Because look fucking horrible. I'm begging everyone who's listening to this, if you love me, you will not look for them. It's almost like my nudes were leaked. I wish I could, I like thought about, is there a way I can write, like, is there a way that someone can get these removed from, I'm not even going to say where you can find them. Like, I want them off the internet.
If your hair and makeup would have been pro and the styling would have stayed the same.
Oh, I would put, they would be an Instagram post and they would have 24,000 really? Likes by within an hour. Like, so it would have been a moment because it was Ted Lasso. It's this big event. I would have like had so much more confidence on the red carpet. To spend $4,000 for a night where you get a picture with a lot of likes, it makes it ups your status to the industry because it's all about showing people what you're at and what you're doing. So now I can't post any photos from it. I can maybe post the picture I took of like me inside the theater, like looking at the screen, but I'm not even in it. It's going to be on my story. It's not even going to, people might know that I was there, but it's like a red carpet photo buys you things in this business. It's like why people go to these things. That's why people go to red carpet events and then they don't even stay for the premiere. They just go to get their picture taken because this whole industry is based on optics. There's nothing, talent is so minor. Like it gets you to the place, but once you're in, it's all about optics. It's all about, I want to start photoshopping announcements of things I get as jokes and just see and see how it elevates my career. If I just go if deadline articles that people post, because that's all that matters is just seeing someone got this thing. Nikki Glaser slated to star in HBO's new drama series based on, you know, Frogger or whatever, the, you know, the video game Frogger, some like Atari's Warzone, whatever. I want to start writing these fake things because people are so susceptible to just bullshit. And it's, I hate that part, but this was a misstep. Like, I wish I would have spent the $4,000. I probably would have cried about it and been like, why am I even fucking doing this? I'm not even on this show. No one's paying for it. This is so overpriced. But it wasn't a waste of an evening because I got to see Ted Lasso premiere and it was awesome. And I get to hang out with my friends and I got to go to the after party and eat delicious food. And I got to see celebrities and like see the show with Ted Lasso fans and with the crowd. And that was so exciting. But in terms of a night, I really did only go because it was my night off. And I'm going to watch Ted Lasso anyway. I went to support my friend Bill. I went because Jamie is my friend and she is you know, a writer on it, and she invited me. It was really nice. I needed the night off. I should have stayed home. I went for the photo. I went to go. I was here. This was a thing I did. Look Instagram. Like, because I've noticed that when I see people, when I come to LA and I visit, I see people I haven't seen in a while. They always go, "You're killing it," and they only know from Instagram. They don't really know anything I'm doing. They only reference things that I give them. Pictures that I post on my feed. No one really knows what anyone's doing unless you tell them what you're doing.
You're like, so, wait till you see my Photoshopped posts. I'll be really killing it. I mean, Nikki Glaser slated to star opposite Theo James.
Nikki Glaser steps out with Kanye West.
Nikki Glaser canoodling,
yeah, with Last of Us actor who just kind of came out. It seems like he's back on the other side now. I flipped him, guys. I mean, is Pedro so Pascal out? We don't know.
If we saw these photos from last night, which we won't see because we'll never go digging, but if we did, you're saying we would be able to tell
like the fappening.
That it is
don't
not
look at these
a professional.
Photos. Oh,
job.
And it's I tried evident? Hard. You know what the problem was? First of all, there's nowhere to go for your makeup. But I did go to Dry Bar. And I want to call out Dry Bar. You are the McDonald's of hair.
Oh, you are the Marriott good. Charleston.
What? Oh, yeah.
You are the Charleston Marriott of hair.
Girl, I think Dry Bar is acceptable. Honestly, I think if you had your hair just air dried, I think that would be better than going to Dry Bar, because Dry Bar makes it look like you put in effort and fucked up, whereas air drying your hair makes it look like she didn't try. That's why it looks shitty. Do you know what I mean? Dry Bar, this is going to sound controversial.
I was like a newscaster when I go there.
Exactly. I'm sitting at Dry Bar. I'm getting my hair done. I can't say what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it. I had a huge epiphany. I go, I understand if you're working in Hollywood at a restaurant, if you're a struggling actress trying to make it in the business, you got to take jobs that are beneath you. You know, I understand if you're working the front desk of a Marriott in Charleston, if your dream is to be a podcaster or to run a Hilton in Shanghai someday or something, like, you got to work your way up. That's like a good position. If you're working at a Dry Bar and you don't like manage it, things aren't going well. And your goal is to be a hairstylist in Hollywood, which is like, if you're out here doing hair, isn't your goal to like maybe work at a high-end salon or have your own salon? Would you think that's what the goal is?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like a stepping stone.
Right. But if you're not in your 20s and you're working at a Dry Bar, do you think maybe you're probably not that talented at your dream?
Yeah. Or maybe it's just a way of getting income because you can't, like, it's too competitive of a market in the salons.
Right? Yes. Yes. I agree with that. Yes. Okay. I'm seeing that side of it because I look at someone like, you know, Carlisle, who is a great comedian and actress and hasn't made it big in the business yet. She can't afford to like quit her day job. She's working in restaurants still. And I'm like, I get that. I don't judge anyone in their 30s, 40s, 50s working in like restaurant industries. But if your goal is, or if you were working at Dry Bar to support your dream of being a comedian, that makes sense to me. But if your goal is to be, maybe it is too competitive of an industry, and that is why we do need people working at Dry Bar. Maybe they're not being paid enough, but it felt to me like, oh, this one's on me. If I don't like my hair here, why am I going to Dry Bar to get it done?
Yeah.
Because people at Dry Bar are doing,
they're probably not as skilled as someone who's been in the industry for 30 years.
Or maybe they just got started in the industry. Like, I'm not begrudging that someone in the hair industry is like decided late in life, like, I love doing hair and I'm going to start in my 40s. And that's why I'm working at Dry Bar. I got to like put in the hours. But if you've been working since your 20s at hair and makeup and you've landed at Dry Bar 20 years in, which is okay. We can have people at every skill, but you're not going to get the most skilled person doing your hair, or else they'd be elsewhere. So don't go to Dry Bar expecting great stuff. Unless it's, I would, next time I go to Dry Bar, if I ever go, which I will not, I'm going to go for like a 20, like I want the youngest person there because it means that they're probably just starting out. Does this make sense? Or am I being very classist and, which I'm open to it. Because I had a really bad experience at Dry Bar. I felt like I was being manhandled. I felt like, and then I kind of looked around and I was like, I shouldn't expect this to be, this is like going to McDonald's and being like, why isn't this gourmet?
Right.
Even though it costs $100. Because I tipped
really? Just to get your 35%.
I mean, I tipped well because I realized this woman's probably not being paid enough. Like, these people aren't being paid enough based on the skill level here.
This whole story to me is like the equivalent of when a friend is like, oh my God, I have to tell you the most insane thing. Oh, I can't. Actually, I can't. Because I am dying to see these photos now after this. There
well, you'll
is so
see
much
the photos.
Suspense.
You'll look at them. I mean, you're not going to stay true to what I just said. Of course you're not. No one that I just asked.
I'm not
going to
Google.
Yeah, I'm not. Right.
Okay,
really?
I'll confess. I looked them up, but no. It was before you gave the caveat of don't look these up.
Right.
And
right.
It's not.
They've grown
on
me.
It's not that
bad? The first time I saw them, I was like, I wasn't depressed. I wasn't like crying about it. I wasn't like, I just can't. Like, what am it's I supposed not, to do? It's what not do a you guys think for, I should do?
It's not a look for photos. Like, I think you look beautiful. You always do. But I know what you mean. Like, there's like a certain look. That
look at my hair. I look like I'm in Warren
get.
Jeff's cult. Like, it's curled in a way that's. I look like. It looks like I put in effort and it didn't work out. I would have rather gone totally makeupless and air-dried hair because then everyone could go, she didn't try. It's like Sharon Stone wearing a Gap t-shirt at the Oscars. You're like, she looks amazing because the bar is so low. But I'm fascinated. Looked like I tried. There's effort put in.
Right.
And I don't
I'm fascinated
know,
because I don't know how to do pro hair and makeup.
What
you
am I
do,
supposed to so- do? What should I spend $4,000 every time to look a certain way at these things? I just don't know. I just don't know if it's worth it. It really hurt. Next time, I think I'm just going to turn these down because it's like I can't spend that much money on something I'm not being paid for. I just can't.
Well, these are, you know, not that I know that much about like accounting or anything, but these are business expenses and it's things
so
that
I don't
you
pay
can,
taxes on it, but, or I like can, yeah, I can.
But you get but it back in
say,
a way.
Right. You write it
so,
off.
So you're not spending exactly $4,000, but a piece of it you do get back later on in the year.
Yeah. It's
and if
not
it
enough.
And if it prevents you feeling this way, like and just like relaxing and enjoying yourself and then having like a great story to talk about without like all this angst, why not? Just free yourself from it.
Because it's just a waste of money. I think it's that money could, I would rather donate that to Tic Tacs, you know, diapers. And it's not a waste of money because I know that the people that the money goes to, like, I love all these women who work for me and who do my makeup, but $4,000 for one look and you don't get to keep any of it and you get in the shower and everything goes away. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot. And yeah. I do it, you know, 4 times a year, but I can't do it 5 or 6 or 7, but I mean, I guess I have to because those pictures could have made someone go, oh my God, she's actually killing it. We should consider her for this thing. Like it would have led
it's
to that.
It's an investment in your career. I was shocked when I
and
found out
And now I'm
going to
cry because
people.
I hate when I regret things. Like I hate when I fuck See? Things up. And
You're gonna
that's
cry now?
The problem now. But you know what? I would have been crying yesterday because I would have been like, this is a waste of money. And then if something would have been slightly off about it, I would have been like, why did I spend all this money when my hair was like out of place in that picture? Like I would have gone that way with it.
Yeah, I think something, this is an interesting thing for therapy maybe because it's not just a question like for the layperson. This is deep shit. This is like Julie Glazer, EJ Glazer stuff that's been put in you.
Yes.
And you are in a dilemma because you are a person that's worked really, really hard. You're known, you're famous, you're a celebrity. You are have an insanely packed life, an insanely busy life. Yet you are very often in coach, depressed, sad, and like trying to save money in these ways. And then because it ends up costing you emotionally and physically.
Yeah, but it's just, I think that I get depressed a lot though by spending too much money too. So you can't really, like I'm, it's right. Like we were talking about yesterday, like you're stuck between like, do I not care what people think or do I work out very hard and feel good about myself? Like, do I let myself have the pizza or do I starve myself so I look skinny and feel good about myself?
It does relate like, to the pizza because if you didn't want to go to Ted Lasso and you could afford the night off, you're famous enough, you don't have to show up on a red carpet because admit, when people are not famous enough, they actually pay publicists $8,000 a month to get them invited to these events to go on the red carpet. So you're actually getting invited. You didn't have to spend a bunch of money to get invited because you're famous enough, you're known enough, you're friends with these people. But like, if you're like, I don't need it. I'm famous enough right now. You could skip it. You know, it's almost like the pizza thing. Like, do I need pizza for lunch and dinner? I don't want it. I've had it 5 nights in a row for dinner. I don't want to have it for lunch. You know, like you intuitively make these choices. So it's not like you're always choosing to do this stuff. If you can afford not to, don't. But if you are going to do it, then treat yourself like the star that you are. And don't let yourself fall into this thing of, yeah, but I'm going to cry about having spent the money. That's the thing I feel like a therapist could help you with. The whole like, Nikki, you did a bad thing. You spent too much. You wasted money.
Well, now it's, I'm not punishing myself because I didn't spend the money. And I'm like, I'm in trouble now. I'm like, I literally am like, I can't die. Like, I'm, for the first time ever, I'm worried about getting in a plane crash for a really long time.
You
gotta
do a red carpet tonight. Fix
because
it.
These would be the pictures that would be used because they're the most recent. They would just go to like, what's the most recent photos of her that have been professionally taken? And then that would be it. And like, also, no one last night said you look pretty. Not one person was like, you look great. Not one. And when I get gussied up for things, I usually get that a lot. Like, it's an event. And so I felt gross. I felt like, but it also is maddening because men don't have to fucking do anything. They get, they just wear, no one cares about their suit. And that's also a sadness to that. Like, men can't elevate as much as women can and like put on a show and make a big presentation.
Well, so there is, Chalamet and Pedro Pascal are spending some money on a stylist, but you're right. Most
yeah,
men
but they're
don't.
Not doing anything with hair and makeup. They don't have to have that extra $1,500. Like, it's hard for me to spend $4,000 on a look when I have friends who get excited if they make $50 for a set. It's just, it's hard for me to do that. I just can't justify it. I think it's wrong. I think there's too much excess. I should be able to spend $200 on an outfit and $100 on makeup and do it myself and look nice. It sucks that I can't though. And I'm pretty good at doing my own makeup. I fucked it up last night because I'm staying at a cheap Airbnb that has bad lighting, no counter space. So I had to do all my makeup and put the makeup in the sink. Do you ever do that? And then because sinks are made by men who never have used a counter space, I guess, that don't have to put like a powder anywhere. So I'm knocking powders on the floor. They're cracking. Like, I use cheap makeup that I buy from Target. I use Wet n Wild. Like, that's another problem. I have like dirty brushes. It's like, there just needs to be a complete overhaul of my life, but I refuse to be one of these people who spends exuberant amounts of money on dumb shit. I think it's wasteful. I think it's a bad example. I think it's capitalism at its worst, and I hate that I have to give into it sometimes, I guess.
Makes sense. Yeah, it is a tough, you are in a tough spot. Like, I couldn't do what you do.
What would you have done? Would you spend $4,000 for that look last night if you went to Ted Lasso premiere?
I can't even imagine that because I don't. You'd have to ask me.
What if I got
you
a ticket? What if I go, let's, and we're going to walk the red carpet? I could get you on the red carpet with me. What would you do?
I don't have it. I don't have that much to spend.
So what would you do? Would you just do your own makeup and would you just wish for the best?
Yeah, probably.
But is there a place to go? I guess I'm asking, that is not a $750 makeup artist. Is there a market here for like a place to like a almost like a dry bar for makeup?
When I went to see you at Dancing with the Stars with our friend Jen, who like knows all about makeup. She's like very, very feminine and girly.
Yes.
She took me to Sephora to get our makeup done because we weren't just going to show up looking like gross.
But did you pay for your makeup to be done at Sephora? Or you just like use the people there that are free?
No, the people there, it's a lot of like makeup artists who just like,
right there. I know, like, there's some big people that work at those places.
Yeah, so
but, I mean, they're not being paid to do makeup though.
Well, so I feel bad going I definitely there. Tipped, but you know, like, okay. They like, oh, you know, like, buy this lip gloss to keep the look all night and stuff, and they
they're probably bored
job.
And like touching people up and like, you know, they're just,
but that could be an alternative,
powders.
So it's not you doing it,
but. You're at the level though, babe, where you gotta kind of stop comparing yourself to your friends because we aren't at your level. Like, you need to talk to some celebrities who are at your level and they'll be like, no, you always pay for a professional hair and makeup. You always go through the agency. You can't be cutting corners and saving
$150. How do I get them taken down? Like, what do I do? Like, do I
talk
just
to the Kardashians and how they do
you just swallow it? Do you just go like, what do you guys do when you see a photo of yourself that is so heinous that someone has put up
mantra
and you're like,
time.
This is going to exist forever. What are you going to do? What do you do?
I accept myself.
I approve of myself. I approve of myself. I did get to that place last night. I got to there almost immediately.
The outfit sounds cool.
No, my outfit, I like my outfit. I would wear it again. It was like a sheer top, so it was mostly covered up, but the sheerness of the top, like, I like the outfit. The hair and makeup is atrocious. Like, it's, I was zooming in on my eye. I just made some, I didn't do a big enough wing on the top. Like there's things that I know that I could course correct with my makeup. My bronzer, I need new bronzer. It's too orange. I contoured wrong. You know what I'm most embarrassed about is having people see it and go like, ew, I feel sorry for her. She's like tried to do it herself. Like whenever I see a red carpet moment where I'm like, like I'm just worried about people judging me. Because I know that I'm beautiful. I know that that is not what my face usually looks like. I'm comfortable with like, that is not who I am. I can really look stunning when done right. I'm worried about people, especially my friends who are makeup artists, going like, this cheap bitch tried to do it herself and she failed. Like, it's just like, I tried to like, it's the same way I feel about singing and playing guitar. Like, professionals going like, ew, oh my God, look at this girl like trying.
I think it's cooler to try and fail a little than spend tons of money on stylists and look insane. So many celebrities spend a bunch of money on stylists.
To look dumb.
Let's think about, not no shade, I love Gwyneth sometimes, but remember the look that was immortalized forever where she forgot to wear a bra and she was like, I thought it looked good. But under the flash bulbs, we could all see her nipples at the Oscars and everyone made fun of her forever.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
It was not a great look.
I can think of so many examples of women looking like really rough on the red carpet because they just had bad powdering or like their makeup got done in the dark. And I've had even my first stand-up special that I did, my half hour for Comedy Central, they had the makeup artist working in the dark. We were literally had like a little tableside lamp in this dark room. And I was like, and so when I got on stage, I looked insane. So there's going to be looks that follow me forever. But it's just like, I just realized that this job is too much pressure sometimes of like how to look. And it really does start to fuck with you because it's like
so much pressure.
You should have seen it last night. I think if I would have known what a big event it was and how much I'm known, I would have treated it better because I thought I was just going to be like kind of like pulled on the red carpet and like maybe gotten a couple pictures. Like no one, it's not my night. No one knows who I am. Like, but I was paparazzied on the way there, like getting out of my Uber. I get there and I'm not bragging. This is just what happened. I get on the red carpet and I am standing there in front of the photographers for like 3 minutes where they're like, Nikki over here, Nikki right here, Nikki. Like it was, and I literally said to them, I go, you guys know I'm not fucking someone famous, right? Like, who do you think I am? And I was like, I literally kept joking with them of like, are you mistaking me for someone else? Because the girl, Jamie Lee, who I was with was like, I've never seen anything like that. And I go, how long was that? I blacked out because I don't even know. I've done events where it is my night and it doesn't go on that long. So I think that that was a part of it too, was like I was worried that I would spend $4,000 and get there and not even walk the red carpet. Like it wasn't guaranteed. So there was too many variables that were like, I'm not going to spend this much to just sit in a theater and watch something if I'm not even guaranteed to walk the red carpet.
I think this will help you, but I'm not sure that it will. But what Noah said earlier is really important to get. And maybe you can talk to not only another celebrity, but also your business manager. It really is like getting $4,000 back because the amount of money you have to spend for taxes is a big number every year. But you get $4,000 back, taken off rebate of that number. So it is real. It is a real savings. Somebody back me up on this if you know what you're talking about, but I'm almost sure of what I'm saying.
But so, literally everything I do is a tax write-off because I can talk about in my act anything I do. And then it's a tax write-off.
This is what I wanted to add.
So I don't understand why I pay any taxes. Then.
I think you have to flip it, like your view a little bit of like a personal expenditure and then a business expenditure, because you have Nikki Glaser the person and you would never go and like buy yourself a $4,000 couture suit just to wear out like around St. Louis. And then you have Nikki Glaser the business, which is not just stand up. It's a variety of things where it's like, okay, I have to go and spend $4,000 on stylist and hair because this event will get me press. And that will be an opportunity. I'm going to meet other people. And that is something that you've created for yourself.
So I learned a lesson.
Two types.
I learned that this is what I got out of it. When you make a mistake like this, like all I want to do right now is punish myself all day long. I want to zoom in on the picture. I want to be, I want to just go like, you fucking idiot. You're so fucking stupid. Why did you do this? Do you ever do that where you make a mistake and you're like, it was just yesterday. How could I have, how could I know so clearly what to do right now? But an hour ago or a day ago, I made the opposite decision. Like, what a fucking
That's why hindsight is 2020. Like, that phrase exists.
It's not even 2020. Like, I have got LASIK in one eye, so it's like 2040. I literally have better than 2020 now because I have, I'm like a bioptic. But you're right. Final thought. Okay, let me give you another expense coming up. Got to text. Like, I'm already, like, this morning it's already coming in. I'm going to see, after our girls' trip, we're going to Palm Springs at the end of the month. Taylor's, I got invited by a bestie, I believe she's a bestie, to go to Taylor Swift in Dallas on April 2nd, I believe it's the Sunday show. And it would be the first Taylor Swift concert that I'm going to go to. Her tour is starting very soon. And I think I'm getting the ticket for free. Like, she's giving it to me for free. That night, I want to stay in a hotel that's, like, nice. What do you think $845 is too much for one night in a hotel?
No. For you, no. It's not a question to put out to everyone. It's more like, would you spend 0.005% of your annual income on a hotel room one night? Yes. Like, it's, you have to do a percentage of what you're making, and you don't make what the average person makes.
Because it's like, it's my mom is in my head going, you, yes. Oh my this God.
Oh, Nick. There's what Anya said. You got to work.
It is. It's my mom totally.
Before, like, this Swift concert.
I have to make the decision today because these hotels are booking up.
I know two celebrities I will put you in touch with, and they have worked through this exact shit in therapy, and they will help you. They will help you lean into your stardom and let go of some of the shame and guilt and, like, discomfort around money and fame. I think you have a lot of comfort.
I gotta
around
get new
fame,
friends because I'm not kidding you. Like, there's no way for me to have my complaints and then hear my friends be like, I can't pay my bills this month, and then go, I'm not gonna give them money for that. Like, how am I not, or like, see a dog that is going to be put down because their medical fees can't be paid for. Like, why would I spend $845 on a fucking dumb suite in Houston or Dallas than save a dog? That's what I struggle with. Cause if I'm like, that is what I will have to talk to a therapist about. Not like, mm-hmm. I get the amount, like, spending this percentage that other people spend on themselves, like, based on your income. I get it. I understand that logically.
Yeah, you need the therapist to be like, why is it an either or? Why is it an either or thing with you?
Because that's philosophy, man. Like, that's like, that is the conundrum of, like, it's the trolley problem. It's the, there was this really interesting thought exercise that I heard on Sam Harris, where a man is wearing new shoes and he's walking by a lake and he sees a little drowning child in the lake. And should he jump in and save the child and save one life? Or should he sell his shoes back to, like, a resale shop for $500, whatever he can get for them, and then send that money to Africa to fight malaria and save 13 kids and let the kid drown? So it's like, he could save 13, like, there's no doubt about it. That money could save 13 lives in Africa to buy mosquito nets or whatever. Or does he get his shoes wet and save one child? And you would go, well, if you're going to save 13 children or one child, you should save 13 children, right? Like, anyone would argue 13 children are more valuable than one child because we're all equal. But then who could ever walk by a dying child? Isn't that an interesting thought exercise, though?
Yeah.
Or the trolley problem of, like, are you going to kill one guy or four? Like, if you go this, do you know that one where it's like you're on a trolley and you have to, like, pull a lever and you either kill one guy that's on the tracks or the thing goes off and it kills, like, four people. And you go, you, like, either way. But most people choose. And then there's a really interesting thought that they did. They do research and they know that people empathize with one person more than they do groups. So that's why there's always these campaigns of, like, this is Joshua. He lives in Africa and he has flies around his head, and, like, whatever it is. And that makes you, whereas if you show a whole tribe, if you show Joshua, the kid that you had were pulling your heartstrings for, but you put him with his family, you go, I don't really care. More people, we care about less. But if Joshua, even if we add Joshua to it, when we cared about Joshua when he was on his own, but now Joshua is with a group of children and we care about him less. That's the human condition and it's fucked up. And that is what I'm struggling with.
No,
isn't that interesting? Why would humans think that way? But based on research, it shows that humans always will care about an individual more than a group.
It feels a little bit
even if you know they're gonna
though,
die.
It feels manipulative to me because these are kind of like arbitrary situations where we're looking. Of course, we want to save people and Joshua and whoever, but it's like when you're in the moment and you're faced with something, I think that's when it like the decision is true to yourself, as opposed to just like these arbitrary.
I could always be using this money that I spend on shoes to save children. Always. And if you're not, it's the way I feel about when people, no offense, have kids or go to breeders for dogs. Because you're doing that, a kid that you could adopt is going to go homeless. And you're making that choice. And I know it's not like directly that choice, but it's kind of that. Because if you didn't have a kid, you would probably adopt. And then there would be one less kid that's like crying alone in a foster home.
You're taking
that's how I view my life.
I get it, and I totally understand that perspective. But it's just like you can't take a box and just like push everything into it that makes sense to you. It's two different things: the adopting a dog and adopting a child. And like in my brain, I can't like and for example, spending money on your makeup or spending money to save a bunch of dogs. I can't see that as the same thing. I just see it as two separate things.
But they can't be separate things because money can solve world issues and money can also buy you stuff at Sephora. So it's like the same currency can do amazing things or really vapid things. And I struggle with the vapidity. Now, one could argue you spending a lot of money at Ted Lasso will get you to make more money, which you can then put into an animal shelter and open a bigger shelter. Am I gonna open that shelter? You know I'm not. Like, you know, like these are the things like you can always justify like, but that's going to make me more money in the future, which I'm going to do for good. Am I going to do for good or am I just going to get greedier like everyone does on Succession? I've been watching too much Succession is probably the answer to all of this. And I'm going to go back to watch it now.
Don't go to Dry Bar again.
I'm sorry to anyone who works at Dry Bar. I know that there are talented people that work there. I got a bad egg. Don't not go to Dry Bar because I said so, because they are the only medium between spending $500 and spending $0 and doing it yourself. There's got to be a medium.
Which style did you choose? I've only been there once and it was like beachy waves or newscaster. Straight.
I mean, I got a little bit. Yeah, it was like Fox News, CNN, local. I chose one that was almost like, I wanted it to be simple so that I could judge it. So right. I was just soft curls. But I look up from my, I was doing Spelling Bee, New York Times Spelling Bee. And I look up and my hair is in like these ringlets, right? Like Curly Sue, Shirley Temple ringlets. You know, that's what they do before they brush it out. And I swear to God, she goes, do you want me to brush it out or do you want to do it yourself and leave like this? And I looked at her like... What do you think? Like, I just go, oh no, you brush it out. And she was like, okay. And she kind of had a tude. I'm not gonna say she didn't have a tude. And then she brushed it out and I go, oh, this is way too curly. It was like, I mean, my hair was up to my shoulder length because it was curly. And the picture, I like maybe just a little bit below. I mean, look at it now. Like, it just looks thin and like, it's just, I mean, look, it's a bad blowout. So then I go, can you straighten it? Because it was so curled. But anyone who knows hair, once you curl hair, it's not going to go back to straight. It's just like, it's a mess to deal with.
You gotta wash it.
But I looked at I pulled out the book that I told her, like, that's the one I want. I go, if you see this, there's one ring and then another half. It's like two, it goes around twice. And this goes around 16 times. Like these, they're not the same. Like, I didn't say that, but I go, see, it's like only twice. And she goes, well, your hair's a lot longer than hers. And I'm like, it doesn't look it right now because looks like I have a bob haircut, even though my hair is literally down half my back because it is so curled. I left there. I was embarrassed to walk down the street even. I was like, I have to go home and fix this. And then I didn't have time to fix it. And so I just go, you know, it's probably not as bad as I thought. And then the red carpet photos, which I know everyone will look at. I don't begrudge you. I would do the same thing. They are, I mean... My biggest mistake, I just want to say I know what I did. My bronzer is too crazy. I contoured wrong. I did not, my lower eyelid, I didn't do enough makeup. I put too much whitening on the insides of my eye. And my face just looks all one color, even though I did try to contour. I didn't have a good, I don't have any lip color on. And I tucked my hair behind my ears and then it made this little like Amish curl come out. I mean, there's no mirror before you walk on a red carpet. There was nothing I could do. I was in a dark, I got into an Uber. It was pitch dark inside because every Uber here has their fucking windows tinted. So you have no natural light coming in. I'm blaming everyone else but myself, but I'm really, it's because I didn't spend $4,000 and kill those kids in Africa. And that's really what's the problem is
you
here.
You saved the money though. And that's
yeah.
Okay.
And what am I going to do with it? Like what?
Open a shelter
for black
only dogs.
You know what I should do? I should donate $4,000. I should donate $30-something today that I would have spent to make this all right in the world.
Oh, good.
And I'm going to consider doing that. That's good. I will update you. Ask me next week what I do, but I'm going to be more generous this week with money because I need, if I was such a good person and I saved that money, I better put it towards something fucking good and good for
that's
the world.
Nice.
So I'm gonna look into something and I'm gonna try to maybe help some people out today with the money that I saved to justify how shitty I looked on the red carpet. And if you look at my picture today because you betrayed my trust, if you are one of those people, you have to donate $10 to someone's GoFundMe. That is the rule we make, besties. You're allowed to go look at the picture, but if you do, $10 to a GoFundMe. Just go to GoFundMe.com, find one that suits you, and you show me proof of purchase. And then you can look, then I will grant you access and you will not have to feel bad like you betrayed me, bestie, because you did betray me if you didn't donate $10 to a GoFundMe. That's the rule. I'm sticking to it. I hope you got to the end of the podcast before you Googled it. If you already looked, you better go to GoFundMe right now .com and look it up. Find a charity. It's $10 to see those photos and a lifetime of pain for me. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast this week. Really worked through some shit. I think Anya hit the nail on the head of the podcast this week when she goes, I think you need to go to therapy instead of using iHeart Radio's dime to work out your shit.
Oh,
but
I
hope it
here
helps
too.
Someone out there. What'd you say?
I love it here too. I'm not saying
okay.
You shouldn't.
You sure. Know what? Like, I am going to therapy. Like, I do go to therapy. I guess I just need more of it. But thank you guys so much for listening. And that wasn't me being like, I guess I need more of it, Anya. I was just being like, I literally guess I need more of it. That wasn't me being passive aggressive. Happy birthday, Matt. Happy International Women's Day. And Urjus, don't be cool. And just spend the money, bitch, so you don't look like a fucking dried up housewife. Season one. Bye.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. visit RiteRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.